just have a short reading and just to share a little bit just on the word, and then we're going to have a time of praying and intercessing for people, circumstances and situations. I'm just going to believe God to do some more miracles.
Yes.
We have a miracle working God.
We do.
Don't we, Stephen? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do. So, and it's great when we know and believe what God can do. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. And it starts and it says, "For a child will be born to us, and a son will be given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders. And his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. There will be no end to the increase of his government or of peace on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and righteousness from then on and for evermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will accomplish this." We know verse 6 is often read as a Christmas one. "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given." And the government will rest on his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. And I think over the last few weeks I've kept bringing up, he's the Prince of Peace.
Yes.
And if we keep Jesus right in the centre of our lives, then he will bring us peace.
He will.
And peace will be maintained in our own life, in our own circumstances. Yes. No matter what is going on around us, because we have the Prince of Peace living within us, he's brought peace.
Amen.
And if he's living there, he's brought peace, and we will live and breathe that peace.
Yeah.
We will be that peace, because he is peace. And when you read the fact that in verse 7 it says, "There will be no end to the increase of his government," right?
Mm-hmm.
But it also says, "There will be no end to the increase of peace." I think if you read it as it's written, it sort of semi-dilutes it, you lose it, because the first thing you read, it's of the increase of his government and of peace.
Mm.
And it tends to be read like, and I think at times we sort of bypass that peace.
Mm.
But the scripture really, maybe it's written to just sort of shorten it a little bit, but it really should be saying, There will be no end to the increase of his government. There will be no end to the increase of peace.
Amen.
Now, I know the world today is shouting peace, peace. Mm-hmm. You know, there's wars going on all the place, and everybody, you know, people are calling for peace, peace.
Yeah.
And the key that is missing in everybody's life is Jesus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because he's the Prince of Peace. And he will bring peace. When he finally comes to this earth to rule and to reign, his reign will be of an increase and will be of peace.
Mm.
Right? And so, right now, he's come to earth. That's this body. This body. This body. He's come to this body, to this earth. You know, we were made. The Bible says, from dust we were made.
Yeah.
Well, dust is outside, it's the earth. Yeah. We're made of the earth. Adam means red man. He was made of the dust of the earth, and the earth was a very rich red. And he was made from the red earth. And God breathed into him life. So right now, you and me, when Jesus comes into our lives, he comes to govern. So in our lives, we should be seeing an increase of his governing.
This is probably why we should be saying, in the Lord's Prayer, in earth rather than on earth.
Yes,
that right?
Yes, that's
what
right.
It means.
That's what, some versions have changed it to on earth, but the actual, it should read in earth.
I know it's more often on earth, but when I'm joining with other people who are saying it simultaneously, I always say in.
Yeah, because this is the earth that Jesus possesses now, right? This is the earth that he's died for. All of creation, it says, is redeemed through his blood sacrifice. Yeah. But the earth, you and I, because we're dust from ash. You know, when they bury people, you know, ashes to ashes, dust to dust, you know, back to the earth. They commit them back to the soil and to the dust, basically. It's a truth. And when the weighers and measurers, I think, most part of us is water, really. And then the rest of it's made up of little bits and other pieces. But you see, that's not who we are. We're not just water and a few compounds of chemicals and metals. We're a living, breathing Son of God. That's who we are. And that is important for us to remember. And yeah, you're right. We pray, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Where?
In earth.
You see, the kingdom of God has to come into people's lives. Can't just be what we would term an area. The area that it should come in is to actually into individual lives. Because that's where the kingdom rules and reigns, and that's where the authority will flow through and minister to us and change the dynamics of other people's lives also. So, in earth, God's kingdom in here, God's government has to be ruling in here, in our lives. You know, we talk about and we pray for people who we know who are governed by alcohol, drugs, sex, money, gambling, all these things that stop them from, even jobs, all these things can actually in sometimes stop us from allowing the kingdom of God to be coming in our lives, to for God to flow through us, because God wants to communicate with us, God wants to flow through each and every one of us, each and every one of us, God wants to use us to minister to others that need the kingdom of God in their lives.
Amen.
Right? In Daniel, it talks about that great statue in the dream, Nebuchadnezzar's. And finally the legs are made of clay and iron. Often it's said it's a representation of the Roman Empire. Rome was an iron nation. But when you mix clay and iron together, it is only as strong as its weakest component. You can have a great big iron chain, but if you just put a small link of copper in it, it will break at that weakest point. And so the legs had a mixture of clay, and it says that, and in Daniel, in the king's dream or vision, he saw a stone which was cut out, and the stone came to the earth and it hit the feet of the statue, and the statue came down. Only got to hit it in one place, and it causes everything else, every empire, every great empire that's been and gone, and the appropriate word is gone. They've never maintained it. They've all disappeared. They've all gone. But it says of that stone came and it destroyed that statue. It brought it tumbling to the ground and it crumbled. And it says, but then that stone began to fill the whole earth. It began to spread and spread and spread till it covered the whole earth. Now this is a dream. This is a vision that is that's gone on, and this is a prophetic one to say what this is about. First of all, the stone is Jesus.
Mm.
He's called the chief cornerstone. He's the chief cornerstone, right? And on that cornerstone, everything is held together. You see? Everything is keyed into that stone. And Jesus, that stone, will fill the whole earth. When you take it to Daniel's vision, in that book of Daniel, and we see that God began that process, foretold the type and shadow of what was going to come. Amazing, isn't it? You see, God was revealing himself even before Jesus was coming. Even before it happened on the cross, it was all being revealed, it was all being set out. God was saying, this is what's going to happen, I'm going to fulfill this. You see, God is a God that fulfills his promises.
He does.
We're in one of God's fulfilled promises right now, today.
Wow.
I just think it's fantastic that, you know, God has done what he's done so far.
Mm-hmm.
And the process is still ongoing.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. You know, we are here. Mm-hmm. We meet these lovely people.
Amen.
Yeah.
You know, God has brought them 5,000-6,000 miles.
Praise the Lord.
To England.
Yes.
To meet up with you guys.
Amen. It's wonderful, isn't it?
God planned this. This is not an accident.
Praise the Lord.
This is not, you know, just take a draw, pull a card out, and we'll see if we get the same card. This is a plan.
Mm.
This is God planning everything right down to the finest detail.
Mm.
The thing is, you sometimes think, God, I wish you'd have warned me about who's the next person you were bringing into our lives. Oh, sorry, is that what you were, Rebecca? You know, our family goes out into all sort of directions and has become widespread in one sense. But it's great, isn't it?
It is.
But we have family.
Yeah.
You know, that's travelled 6,000 miles and 8,000 is yours. Well, I'm guessing so. But fantastic, isn't it?
Amen.
And yet, God already knew.
Mm.
God already knew. God's made all these plans.
8,000.
Yeah. 8,000. There you go. So, this is fantastic, isn't it? That God, and down the corridors of time, God has made all these plans.
Mm.
God has seen today.
Mm.
God has already made preparation for today.
Yeah,
now, to you and me, it's like, wow, you know, we've all on trying to make plans for next week, shall we say. And here we have, God has sort of gone down the line and sort of planned everything 6,000 years plus ago that we would meet. You know, in one sense, you and I, Bill, our paths sort of just about crossed, didn't they? When we were teenagers. We possibly even brushed past one another.
They probably knew it before you did.
Probably.
Well, didn't know.
But we didn't know each other. But seriously, we could have actually brushed shoulders because we were in the same area,
same building,
at the same time.
How was that with Roy? I met Roy when I was 17.
Really?
Did you? This girl and she were going out. And I didn't know it were him.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, well, you can't believe it, can you?
You see, you don't know what God's going to do. And the thing is, we don't even know who God's going to bring into our lives. Some people, you know, said, God, don't bring them into my life. Please, don't let that happen. Don't like that person. But God says, this is going
to
be a blessing. You know? I mean, and you're saying, no, it's not. This is going to be the worst thing that ever happened to me.
Got to rub some rough edges.
Tribulation worketh patience. Yeah, right. So I don't pray for patience because it brings tribulation. So here we have God has made all these plans. He's connected everything ready. And all we've got to do is we just walk each day.
Yeah.
Walk each day trusting God.
Yeah, at peace.
Because he's in charge. Mm-hmm. He's the government of our lives.
Amen.
Right? And so as we stay in relationship with him, he begins to work things out, things are being planned out, and we're walking in the path that he has ordained for us, the path that he's planned that we're going to walk in.
I was thinking today when he told you that he was going to be a hub, didn't he, or something?
Well,
if you notice, one church is down there, one's up there, we're sort of in the middle, one's up there.
Yeah. You know, I thought about that the other week, actually. Yeah. And it's like, God, again, you see, years ago, God said to us, you're going to be a hub. And you know the hub of a wheel. And he says, and they said all these spokes were coming off it, and there was going to be lights all around. And we're like, how's this going to happen? But all, you don't have to be concerned about that. You just have to be what God wants you to be.
Mm-hmm.
And in being what God wants you to be, those things will be worked out.
Amen.
Those things will start to move.
Yeah, they will.
And everything starts to come into its place at the right time. There's no point in having a rim when you haven't got a hub.
No.
You've nothing to fasten it to.
No.
It's a hula hoop at that point in time, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
So what good's that? So you need the hub, and then you need the spokes. And then you can fit the hub to it and the rim to it, and it becomes a wheel. And then God begins to move. So these, you know, everything in God's time. But then the great thing as well is, he's the Prince of Peace, verse 6, and it says, verse 7, there will be no end to the increase of peace. God's made a promise in Isaiah, through his prophet, and he has said there will be an increase of peace.
Amen.
There'll be an increase of his government. There will be an increase of his peace.
Mm.
And no matter what is going on in the world, God is increasing his peace.
Amen.
And it starts in you and me.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got to keep reminding ourselves when things look on the outside, look as if everything's going a bit pear-shaped, it's not going right, you just give it all to God.
Amen.
Just give it all to God and say, Lord, you're the Prince of Peace.
Yes.
You're the government.
Yes.
I'm leaving you to sort this because I have all on planning tomorrow.
Mm.
You know, you make plans for tomorrow and then you get a phone call and everything changes.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
So, I know we have to have some form of structure to some degree, but you can get a phone call. You, for instance, when you had that accident, had a phone call to say that you're going to London to preach. Then I had another phone call. Bill's going to hospital having an operation. Changed everything that weekend. I'm not going to London. I'm staying here. I'm going to stay and pray because a friend needs me as far as I was concerned. He didn't ask for me, but I felt in my heart I needed to be here.
Mm.
And that's the important thing, you see. So things can change so dramatically. But with Jesus in the centre, that's where the peace is. You know, we've talked before when there's a tornado or a hurricane going on, but when you're right in the centre of it, they say it's absolutely peaceful. Well, when there's trouble going on and it's whizzing all around you, just sit in the centre of it all and just say, well, the Prince of Peace is here. When he was on that boat in the storm and the disciples were in panic, absolute fear, we're going to sink. We're going to die. This is it. I knew it would happen one day. We're going to die. And tonight's the night, obviously. And Jesus got up and he stood at the end of the boat and said, peace. Be still. It says, and the wind ceased and the waves subsided.
Praise the Lord.
Right? He's the Prince of Peace.
Mm.
And so we can come to the Prince of Peace. We can come to the Governor, to the government of all things, with our prayers and our petitions and our requests tonight, and know that he's in charge.
Mm-hmm.
And we can give them all to him. We can give our concerns to him, and we can begin to believe that he's going to do these things. This last few weeks, as we've been praying, we've seen answers to prayer. And that's great. And you know, we need to see more and more answers to prayer. And we're going to see things change. Helen's just been asked to go and actually do a few weeks teaching in the school.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Yeah, you see, God's actually gone before us. He's actually now preparing to reopen doors.
That's smashing, isn't it?
Make fresh, you know, contacts again.
Yeah.
It's amazing what God's doing. You know, it's in one sense, you can say, well, we haven't thought quite that far yet. God's already gone before you. God's already beginning to do things. He's beginning to make known what is happening, you see. And he's playing the things out for us. And all we've got to do is follow. I will follow Jesus. Anywhere, everywhere, I will follow him. And that's what we have to do. And when we do that, we will live in peace. We will know his government. There will be trouble in the world. That's what Jesus said.
Yeah.
But he doesn't finish it there.
No.
He says, but.
I have not come to work.
Yeah. Most people say, you'll have trouble in this world. And if you leave it at that, read the rest of it. But, Jesus says, I have overcome the world. And listen, if he's living in here, then if he's overcome the world, then so shall we. Because he's the Prince of Peace. He's governor of our lives. And he takes us into this wonderful blessing. He takes us on into a deeper relationship. And we shall see the signs, the wonders and miracles. And we shall see the answers to prayer. And we shall see God working in power. And as you say, you know, it's our words, when we pray aright, when we speak aright, when we confess the word of God aright, we shall see things change. Thy kingdom come where? In this earth. And that's where the kingdom needs to be residing, firstly in you and me.
Yeah.
Because then it will affect everybody else. Because when you carry the kingdom, you carry the authority of the king. Right? You carry his peace. You carry his anointing. You carry that power. You carry that majesty. You carry that glory. Because it resides in each and every one of us. If Jesus lives there. It's not about... It's not who... I'm going to say it's not about who we are. But actually it's... It's about who we are becoming. Because we're becoming Christ-like. And in becoming Christ-like, we carry all those aspects of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. I think that's wonderful. I think it's powerful.
It's wonderful.
And I think you need to go home and meditate on literally on those just those two verses. And just think about what it really says. You know, the throne of David, the kingdom of God. He's going to rule and reign. And it's going to be forevermore.
Amen.
It's going to go on and 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 on. And on, and on, and on, and on. Amen. It's just going to keep going. It's never going to stop. It's never going to stop.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. And we are going to be part of it.
Oh,
we've been chosen to be part of this never-ending kingdom.
Of peace.
of peace
and joy and
joy.
Righteousness
in the Holy Ghost
and abundance. Well,
you know, you can just when you start to look, and you can add to it in Scripture.
We haven't got all night, you know. We could preach on this for a month, and we might just begin to plumb some of the depths of it. And we need to catch this. Hallelujah. Praise God. I hope that's been an encouragement to you. And just remember who He is, and the government is coming in our lives, and the peace of God coming in our lives, just bringing us to that point. And He will rule and reign, and He will fill this earth and the whole earth.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Are you filled, brother?
Mm.
Are you being filled?
Yes.
Praise God. Hallelujah. That's great. And it is that, you know, we're filled and we're being filled. We're filled and we're being filled. And as we give out, we're being filled.
Yeah.
Praise God.